I'm Neo. Welcome into the Skeptic Arena. Today is February 28th, 2015. The website is theskepticarena.com. Today, an article by the Reverend Franklin Graham, the son of Billy Graham, entitled, "Secularists Are Antichrist and They've Taken Control of Washington." Graham said that secularism followed on the heels of communism after the Berlin Wall came down. Well, Franklin, you got that one wrong. Secularism preceded communism by many centuries. Not only that, but communism preceded the removal of the Berlin Wall by many decades. Don't they give you guys history classes in seminary? It continues, and the two ideologies are essentially the same thing, because they are godless and antichrist. Franklin, I will grant you that secularism is godless, since that is the definition. However, communism is a political economic ideology which may or may not be secular. The reason you are trying to link secularism to communism is because you are using your father's 1950s McCarthy-era Red Scare tactics. But the two ideologies had nothing in common then, nor do they have anything in common now. They are two completely separate topics. As for Antichrist, secularists and all the world's non-Christian religions agree that Jesus may have been a man, but he was not a God. The reason you are using the term Antichrist to refer to people who simply don't believe in your God-man is because you are trying to implant in people's minds the beast or Antichrist. Sadly, your tactic works only too well on the sheep. He continues, "The secularists have taken control of our country and taken control of Washington." Franklin, you're a liar. Christians only make up about 75% of all Americans, yet they control nearly 100% of all government positions. Polls show that Christian propaganda has been so successful that non-believers have less chance of getting elected than even Muslims and gays. Why would you even say something so easy to disprove, Franklin? He said, "We live in a secular society led by people that call themselves progressives." Franklin, name one president since the 19th century who wasn't Christian. If that's too difficult for you, name for me one atheist congressman. While it is true that our Constitution is secular and fails to mention either God or Jesus even once, Christians have turned America into anything but a secular society. Their control of government is complete, and their attacks on the Constitution are continuous. He continues, "When communism, the Berlin Wall, came down, everyone said, 'We won,' and then secularism came." Franklin, your lies are betrayed by the words of your own father. His words, in countless sermons, prove that he considered secularism to already be a threat to his empire. Franklin wrote, "Secularism and communism are the same thing." Franklin, already asked and answered. Now you are just repeating yourself. Oh, I see. Repeat a lie often enough, and it becomes accepted as true. Your tactics are so primitive, Franklin, yet so successful. He wrote, "They are godless. They are antichrist." Franklin, you sound like a broken record. Repeating easily disproven lies don't make them true. They just make you boring. He wrote, So now we have the secularists who've taken control of our country. They've taken control of Washington. Franklin, is this like Groundhog Day or something? You just said that only a few lines back. He wrote, "They've taken control of our city governments, our local governments, our school boards, all across the country." Franklin, maybe you've been out of the country or something. Either that or in a coma. Conservatives control both houses of Congress, the Supreme Court, most state governors, most state legislatures, and most state attorneys general. And in 2 years, when they get the presidency, they will have total control. Franklin, the America that you are describing only exists in your mind. Reality proves to be exactly the opposite of what you are claiming. Either you are on drugs, or you are one of the most dishonest men I have ever seen. He added, "And we have just sat back." Actually, Franklin, no, you haven't. Conservatives have gerrymandered America so badly that they only need a fraction of the votes to maintain control, as the 2014 midterms proved. He wrote, "It's happened, and we haven't even realized it's happened." Franklin, that's because it didn't happen. The religious right has seized control of the American government. You have won. And in 2 years, your victory will be complete. Now Franklin continues. "Now you say, Franklin, your father, Billy Graham, wouldn't get on to these subjects. Wait a second. My father, when he was going to school, they had a Bible in school. When he was going to school, they had the Ten Commandments on the wall. When he was going to school, you could pray in school, and the teachers would lead in those prayers. Franklin, when your father was in school, all kinds of unconstitutional Christian activities were allowed. It has taken many years of hard work by honest Americans to enforce the Constitution that our forefathers gave us. Yet still, many violations continue to this day." He wrote, "Our country has changed." Good point, Franklin. Not long ago, America was nearly 100% Christian. Now your ancient death cult is down to 75%. It's even worse for Christianity in the advanced nations, where it is disappearing at a much faster rate. America is the last great bastion of Christianity. He wrote, "We've got to take a stand. We cannot back up. We cannot retreat." Franklin, if you refuse to retreat, then we will have no alternative except to force you back. Just like we forced you to retreat on slavery, and forced you to retreat on women voting, and forced you to stop murdering innocent women at the stake, and forced you to stop pushing your religious beliefs through the public schools, and invalidated your much-beloved blasphemy laws. Your religious freedoms are being stripped from you, because your religion is one of the most horrific cancers to ever strike mankind. Enjoy it while you can, Franklin. He wrote, "Christian men and women must enter the political arena to turn America in the right direction." Franklin, go back and read that long list of political positions that are only reserved for Christians, and you'll see that your advice has already been taken. He continues, "Let me tell you something. The church needs to get involved in politics." Franklin, how can you get any more involved in politics? You can't go any higher than 100%. He said, "Now I'm not talking about Baptists or Republicans and Tea Party. I don't even know who they are." Franklin, interesting claim coming from someone who is a Baptist and a Republican. You don't just lie to others, you also lie to yourself. He continues, "But I have no confidence that any of these politicians or any party is going to turn this country around. The only hope for this country is for men and women of God to stand up and take a stand." Franklin, since nearly 100% of all government leaders are Christians, and since you want to turn this country around, then Christians may want to consider sharing power with rational people if we are to have any hope of fixing the huge problems facing America. He said, "We need men and women of God who take these local elections serious so we can take back these various offices." Franklin, you can hardly find any atheists, Muslims, or Hindus in those positions. In America, they are all reserved for Christians. So if your audience follows your advice, they will be taking those offices back from Christians. Franklin, are you sure you're feeling all right? You aren't making any sense at all. The place you are describing is nothing like the America the rest of us live in. He wrote, "And have men and women of God who believe in the Bible, who stand on the Word of God. And let's send to Washington men and women who believe in God and stand on the Word of God and His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who are not afraid." Franklin, you are repeating yourself again. Damn, you are one boring man. He wrote, "America has changed, and it's not coming back unless the church takes a stand." Yeah, Franklin, we know. You already told us that. Franklin wrote, "There are storms that are coming, and we find ourselves in these storms, and many times, we as a church, we run, and we run to the wrong place. You see, Jesus is in the boat with us, and all we have to do is call Him, call on His name." Franklin, if that worked, how come America is in the horrible shape you described? How come Jesus didn't help you? And why do you think He would help you now if He wouldn't help you before? Is the trick to keep asking until you catch Him in the right mood? Franklin wrote, "But the secularist and the humanist know." Franklin, we don't call on Him because we don't have imaginary friends. And Franklin concludes by writing, "You mention the name of Christ, and they jump all over you. I get jumped on all the time. I don't care. I really don't. I gave my life to Christ." Franklin, when you gave your life to Christ, it's too bad He didn't give you something in return, like an ounce of integrity. And now we move to the science segment. Today's story, prolonging lifespan. Researchers create a Methuselah fly by selecting the best cells. A team of researchers has managed to considerably prolong the lifespan of flies by activating a gene which destroys unhealthy cells. The results could also open new possibilities in human anti-aging research. Our bodies are composed of several trillion cells, and during aging, those cells accumulate random errors due to stress or external insults, like UV light from the sun. But those errors do not affect all cells at the same time and with the same intensity. To test their hypothesis, researchers use Drosophila melanogaster flies. The first challenge was to find out which cells within the organs of Drosophila were healthier. They identified a gene which was activated in less healthy cells. They called the gene Awizotal. The function of the genes was to selectively target less healthy or less fit cells to protect the integrity and health of the organs like the brain or the gut. Normally, there are two copies of this gene in each cell. By inserting a third copy, researchers were able to select better cells more efficiently. The flies appeared to maintain tissue health better, aged slower, and had longer lifespans, with median lifespans 50 to 60% longer than normal flies. However, the potential of the results goes beyond creating Methuselah flies. Because this gene is conserved in humans, this opens the possibility that selecting the healthier or fitter cells within organs could in the future be used as an anti-aging mechanism. And now we move to the final segment of the show, Famous Quotes. Today, Alexander Dumas, born 1802, died 1870 at the age of 68. Dumas was a French writer. His works have been translated into nearly 100 languages, and he is one of the most widely read French authors. His historical novels of high adventure include The Count of Monte Cristo and The Three Musketeers. His novels have been adapted since the early 20th century for nearly 200 films. And here is the quote from Alexander Dumas. If God were suddenly condemned to live the life which he has inflicted upon men, he would probably kill himself.
Are you ready, Goose? Start walking!